Hey, everybody, welcome to Greg Way. It's me, Greg Miller. We're about to go do the Kind of Funny podcast, but first I thought I'd come on and interview Chris Anka. I was doing it like that. That's right there-ish. That's a low angle. Yeah, that's a better angle. That's better. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you on the Kind of Funny podcast. Of course, Andy's got some dumb fucking shit question about MCU, DCU stuff we're going to talk about. You demanded we wait for you to come in. But that's not what this Greg Way is about. How do you design a Superman suit? Because you designed the Superman suit for my adventures with Superman, right? Yeah. It's a great suit, but how do you go in there and do something so classic, so iconic? So, nobody cares about Spider-Verse. This is about a Superman thing right now. It's a Superman show right now, bless, all right? They can't even hear you because you don't have the microphone. They can't hear you because you're not talking to the microphone, that's why I use the microphone!
I mean, Superman is both very simple and very hard. I think you have a very good, like, foundational base that's classic. You've also seen a lot of people make bad Superman suits. So part of it is avoid that. And then, you know, I think going into, at least with this show, they knew what they want. They wanted, like, a classic Trunks. But, like, sometimes I think the criticism of it is it can seem a little simple. So it's kind of a less is more, how much, like, just adding a little bit to it just to make it a little bit more sophisticated, but not enough that you're like, oh, that's a completely different person that doesn't feel like classic Superman.
So now you say they wanted Trunks. Of course, episode 2, when the suit debuts, Martha makes a reference to the fact she added Trunks to it or whatever. When you say that they know what they want, they knew what they wanted, did they come to you and say, hey, we want it to be like New 52, but we want the Trunks, but we want the tech, and we don't want it to be a straight-up S. We want it to be, like, you know, kind of alien?
Not so much. I mean, they came to me and they're like, we want the Trunks 100%. But then beyond that, I was kind of free. Like, the S, me changing the S was I just wanted something simpler to draw. You know, and I think because the show is trying to do something new, let's not do the classic S just for the sake of differentiating. But it's also, this is going to be a lot easier to track and translate, and you don't have as many curves. Like, straight lines are easier than curves, obviously. So it was just kind of like, can we lean into that, but also not go fully Kingdom Come with it, where it's so brutalist that, like, that feels like its own vibe, and we don't want to go that far. So it's just, you know, the loose kind of neck hole, like, just things that make it feel like this is the classic friendly Superman that I think people have been wanting for a long time, but not so much it's just a flat blue thing. Like, we've had that. We've had its classic, you know, the Bruce Timm one's amazing. But even then, like, the Trunks, it's like black and red, like, red, you know, like, there's just little hints that make it feel a little bit more advanced than just really kind of simple primary colors.
So when you get approached for something like this, do they approach you, or do you have to audition, or, like, is it that, hey, we're starting a new show, who do we know that does stuff like this, and you're on, like, a list?
Yes and yes, basically.
All the above?
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's like with this, it's like the two showrunners are friends of mine. So kind of
nepotism, that's how it works.
You know, it's who you know, not what you can do. So the whole time was when they wanted the show, they're like, let's not get Chris for the whole, like, the show itself, but, like, let's get Chris to, like, come in. I came in for 3 months and go, let me just hit all the ideas I can. Give me a wide range of things you want me just to take a stab at. And then from there, your own character team can take it from there and do whatever they want with it. So I was just kind of there to brainstorm, like, visually brainstorm ideas for them that they, and if I do my job correctly, it's ideas that they don't think they don't know. You know, I'm trying to bring new things to them that, like, oh, maybe that's a cool route to go down. Like the S.
Like the S. Were you then surprised? Did you get to see the show early? Like, when? So you do a couple months of work a long time ago or whatever. It's your friends, though, making the show. Have you been, like, along for the ride in the process?
Here and there. I don't see them quite as often as I used to. So a lot of the show was a surprise. So when I saw it a few weeks ago at, like, the premiere party. So that was my first time kind of seeing it. And even then it was like, oh, we used this. Like, we just used that design. I was like, oh. Like, I just sent it off as, like, an idea. I didn't think you guys were just going to use it straight up. I think, which is more economic for them. I think it shows that they liked it. But kind of like, you know, I did have, you know, I was on Spider-Verse. That was my full time. So when I gave them the ideas, that was my focus. So I didn't really get to see what they were doing kind of day to day with it.
Now, I guess it's entirely different, but do you like a project like that where you just do it, you fire it off and forget about it, or something like Spider-Verse where you were like, boots on the ground, let's do a million different Spider-Man, let's iterate on this, how are we going to hit 2099, how are we going to nail 2099?
I prefer the latter, usually just because it depends on how much I care.
Don't care about Superman, got it.
Well, Well, Superman's also like, it's so, there's a level of like, it's such a pedigree that I kind of don't want to be the only one in the room because it's a little scary because it's Superman, right? But then there's so many Spider-Mans that like, you know, and like Peter was done. So like, I didn't like, I'm like, oh, I'm not stressing about like, how do you redefine Peter Parker? So it was a lot more like, we can try new stuff, and that's a lot more fun, and I can like really take my time with a lot of those things. But with Superman, it was just sort of, I don't know. I mean, I think it's like, it is the proto comic costume, so it's like, you don't really want to mess with it too much. So I don't really need to redefine too many things. It's just like nip tuck to like make it fit this vision. Like, it's usually the context is the most important part. It's not just me pitching in a you know, a vacuum of like, well, this is what I want, do that. It's like, well, no, it needs to fit this vibe, this show, and so I'm gonna try to get my best that character to fit this.
Fantastic. Chris, thank you for your time. I'm excited to hang out with you here on the Kinda Funny podcast.
Yeah, gonna talk with you for 2 more hours.
It's gonna be a good time. You should watch it. Patreon.com/kindafunny. You know, without any ads, that's how it works. Now, final question, like, Mike, what's it like being a bitch?
Oh man, I'm a big bitch.